You get cold. Now we're taking up the question we left off with, which pretty much seems to boil down to the question whether the pause for Zeman constitutes a hefsek in the Achila, which would mean, in such a case, that the rule would be that you have to make a bracha on what you ate. That's called lamafreya. And then if you want to continue eating, it's not really continue. You have to make a new bracha. Just to recap again, stated very clearly in the Rashbats and others that Kivan Shehivsik, once he was mafsik, kvar chal av chiv bracha dlubsof. So then it happens automatically. This halacha unleashes a chain of events which are inevitable. You have no control over it. And therefore, chayev levarech l'shava. So therefore, he has to make the bracha of what he ate. And then if he wants to eat again, obviously he has to make a new bracha, lechatchila. The Raivad, who's the source of this position, compares it to cases. These cases are brought down in Psachim, like B'nei Chabura, Sha'aku Raglehem, that if people were eating together, and then a Chasan and Kala were going, passing by outside, and they remove themselves to go greet them, so that's a hafsik. Hafsik achila. He's comparing it to other cases. Whenever there's a hafsik achila, that brings the achila to an end, and you have to make the bracha. Achrona. And if when they go back, they have to make a new bracha l'chatchila. Another argument is the kivan shehifsik achila so b'birkas hamazon, that once he is mafsik his achila with birkas hamazon. Well, birkas hamazon. One second, birkas zimun. He's referring to over here as birkas hamazon. So then mechal ubruchi b'hadi adadi lo efsher, and it's a hefsik. That is to say that he can't bless and eat at the same time. So since he can't bless and eat at the same time, the blessing itself is considered to be a hefsek. It's important to pay attention to the words that he cites, the Rashbat. V'eich yisakein, how is it, how could it be, sheyochal b'yemtza bracha, that he could eat in the middle of the bracha. Ki hazimun achas me'abrachos shel mazon, because zimun is one of the brachas of mazon. V'yechivarech bracha achas, how can you make one bracha, v'yochal, and then eat, v'yachkach yashlin b'chosav, and afterwards complete his brachos, v'chein yirah l'rashba. Basically, according to the side, the only point that's being made in echad mafsik l'shneihem, the term mafsik might not be as definitive according to the side. That's it, he's mashlim. In point of fact, once the halacha says that he has to stop, and he has to stop, so once he stops, that means he stops and he benches. That's it. And if he wants to eat again, so that's a new meal. That's basically what they're saying. So he benches with them. The other side is brought down in the Me'iri, the position which argues that it should not be viewed as a hefsek. This would be in the Me'iri, at page 88 in our booklets. Top of the second column, a few lines down, it says v'chein ein nirah shehei hefsek. It doesn't make sense to me that it should be considered a hefsek. Achar she'da'ato lecho, since he has the intention to eat. V'she'al karcha hu mafsek. It's another significant piece of information, and that is that he's being mafsek not volitionally. He has no choice. It is not similar to the case where that's the case that's cited by the other position of the group that left to greet the chasan. There it was volitional. There was voluntary. Because in that case, he agrees that they were mafsik. This is also not similar to the case where they said havu navrich, which is Mechal ubruchi b'hadid, that once you said hafan avrich, then you can't continue eating. You need a new bracha. Shebezu kfar hesichu daitam legamri. Because that's a case, what, by virtue of saying, let's bench, hafan avrich, let's bench, by virtue of saying that, so then that's hashadas. That's a change of intention, it's a removal. It's the conclusion of the meal. And he said, Elisha Ika Lahafsik at Kide Birkas Himun. But the essential point is that he interrupts only for Birkas Zimun. And then, of course, it depends. Now, that's going to come up later. Is Zimun conclude just with the Baruch Shacham Shalav Zivachino? Or does it go, it has to also incorporate Hazan? Whatever the case, that's not of importance to him. Whatever you say, Zimun is not the issue right now. The Hefsek will be determined by the Zimun. Once Zimun is complete, he fulfills his Chi of Zimun. He goes back to eating, does not require Bracha. It seems, in approaching the Machlokas, that the side of the Raivad is basing itself on the fact that you have to regard the Zimun as Hefsek. And once you regard it as Hefsek, so then it takes on a consequences of its own. So it's Hefsek. Hefsek means the meal's over, which necessitates bracha on what you ate, and a new bracha on what you're going to continue to eat. Now, the fact that it seems that he's making that argument of Hefsek, you see that brought down in the Meiri, all those who cite his position. V'yesh omrim, which is a reference to Rav Haigon and the Raivad, shim ana imohem, that if he answered with them, tzarech lachzor levarech hamotzi al masharo talechol, shahazimun hefsek, because zimun is a hefsek. Because you can't, it's an activity which precludes you from eating. So once you're engaged in an activity which precludes you from eating, so that's then the eating is over. That's an indication that the eating is over. Then he says, Yesh matzrichim zeach below ana. Then he says that even if you didn't participate, that the fact that you were part of a zimun in and of itself creates a hefsek. You could also see that the Meiri, in launching his counterattack, seems to be directing it at the argument of Hefsek. Because when he says, V'chein ein, he says, ein nearly can, he doesn't agree with this. V'chein ein nearish yehe Hefsek. It doesn't make sense that this should be a Hefsek. Achashadaito lechel. Because he is das is to eat. V'sha'al karcha hu mafsek. And the interruption is not something that he's doing volitionally. He has no choice. And it's not domo lechaverov. See, he's trying to show that it's dissimilar to the cases that are cited. The Raivad's position is citing precedents that would indicate that it's a hefsek, and he's trying to show that there's a difference. So from this alone, it seems that the whole argument seems to be on whether we should regard this as a hefsek or not. Again, in the Rashbats, it seems basically that the thrust of this argument of the Raivad's position is based upon hefsek. This is on page Ayin Reish in the Rashbats, 125 in our booklets. And I'll just cite it very quickly. V'nirma dvar shekivin shehifsik. It seems from what he's saying that because he was mafsik. Karchal alav chiyav brachat l'bsof. So that creates the chiyav. Once you have a hefsik, you're now chayav in Birkas HaMazon. And therefore chayav l'varach l'sha'avar. And therefore he has to make the bracha over what he ate, Birkas HaMazon. And of course, if he wants to go back to eat and conclude his meal, he's got to make the motzi. It seems then, for all practical purposes, that what you're saying is echad mafsik l'shnayim, not just for the zimun, for the whole thing. Because you can't have one without the other. Then in citing the Raivad, he quotes kivan shehifsik. Since he was mafsik, so yotzi yedei bracha l'mafreya. V'tzarech litol yadav. That is to say that the original bracha that he made is finished. It only relates to those things that constitute one achila. That's the whole idea of bracha rishona. That when you make a bracha, you could eat for hours on end. You can make one bracha in the morning and it could last you all day. As long as you didn't have heschadas. As long as you didn't conclude. But once you concluded or interrupted, once you interrupted, so then that's it. That bracha expires. And it doesn't cover the things that are after the hefsek. Now it's a new achila, basically. It renders it into a new achila. That's hefsek. So now you need a new bracha. He's got to make a new bracha if he wants to eat more. And then the comparisons again to the bnei chabura, shakar aglayim. That case is clearly a case of hefsek. Because they, by leaving the place, leaving the place of achila is considered a hefsek, because the kviya centers around a particular place. So they have to bench and they have to make a new bracha rishona. There you have the viod nos and tamal dava, which we'll take up in a second. The machloka seems to be that what you have over here is a bit of a strange phenomenon. It's something new and it's something unique. And it really depends upon how you look at it. This case forces you to define the issue of hefsek, achila, more precisely. The activity itself has all of the elements of being a hefsek. That is to say that zimun is a hefsek achila by its very nature. Zimun is part of the process of birkas hamazon. Without getting even more precise, what is the relationship between zimun and birkas hamazon? Whatever the case may be, zimun is the contrary to eating. It's a hefsek in the achila, and the fact that you're making the bracha itself is a hefsek because mechal ubruchi b'hadi adadi. You can't eat and make a bracha at the same time. So therefore, the question is whether in terms of hefsek, achila, and determining whether it's a continuation or whether it's a new achila, we're looking at the thing purely from the objective standpoint. From an objective standpoint, so then it's a hefsek. However, what the Meiri is arguing in defense of Rashi is that there's no such thing as an objective hefsek. It's always a hefsek because in one way or another, it's a reflection of hesek hadas, of the gavur. So, if it's a reflection of hesek hadas of the gavra, which it would be, for example, interestingly enough, let's say one of the other gentlemen, one of the two, who were responsible for initiating this process, changed his mind after the Zimun and wanted to go back in Choz of Yochel for whatever reason. Then, what would Rashi say? Or the Meiri in defending Rashi's position, what would the position be? The Meiri said, because it's Bal Karchach. Bal Karchach means that I'm not doing this because I've made a decision that I don't want to eat anymore. It's Bal Karchach. I have no choice. So, therefore, since I have no choice, it may constitute a hefsek, because by its very nature, it's a hefsek. But hefsek per se is not sufficient. What you need is hesek hadas. Since it's Bal Karchach, there's no expression of hesek hadas. I'm doing it because of whether I have a chiv to do it. Or I'm doing it because of derech eretz. But I'm not doing it because I've decided that my achil is over. So therefore, it would seem that if one of the other two people changed his mind and wanted to go back to eat, that everybody would agree he has to make a new bracha, because for him, it was a hefsek. Why? Because it was a hefsek hadas. Because why did he initiate the zimun? Because he wanted a bench. Ah, so that seems to be, at this point in time, the crux of the matter. That is to say that the Raivad and the Rashba holding that the hefsek per se is sufficient to require a new bracha l'mafreya. You have to make a bracha l'mafreya, and you have to make a new bracha to begin with. Bracha l'chatchila. So anything which constitutes a hefsek, which is contrary to the achila, that is to say a group is eating, and then they see something outside, so they break camp, so to speak, so that's a hefsek. The hefsek means it's over, and then you start, it's a new activity, it divides it. It divides it, it separates one into one activity, and that becomes a new activity. So the same thing will be over here, this is a hefsek. Because now you're involved in a different activity, the activity of zimun, which is the opposite of the activity of eating. So any time you partake of hefsek automatically is mafsek. So hefsek achila creates the chiyuv of a new bracha. But the Meiri, Rashi's position, explaining Rashi's position, is saying that no, it's not a hefsek per se, but hefsek only insofar as it's an expression of hesek hadas of the gavra. But if it's not an expression of hesek hadas of the gavra, So then it doesn't break up his achila. It does not have the force of breaking up his achila. Now the latter part of the Rashbats mentions the odnos on tam ludava, position of the Raivad, is based upon another factor. That is, and here the language gets a little bit strange. He says the kivon shehivsek achilaso bebirkas hamazon, since he interrupted achila with birkas hamazon. Mechal ubruchi b'hadi adadi lo efsha. So you have a problem that you can't eat and bless at the same time. V'havi hefsek, and it becomes a hefsek. Then he says v'eich yisakein sheyochal b'yemtza habracha. How does it make sense to say that he will eat in the middle of the bracha? Now, when he says habracha, what's the bracha here? Birkas hamazon. Birkas hamazon. He's referring to, in the singular, it should be brachas, but apparently it's in its entirety. Ki hazimun achas mea brachos shel mazon. Because zimun is one of the brachos of mazon. V'yech yivarech bracha achas. So if that's the case, what you're saying is, you're going to break up Birkas HaMazon now. You're going to say one of the brachas of Birkas HaMazon, go back to eat, and then conclude later. He says that doesn't make any sense. However, this is something different. This seems to be saying, in addition, you cannot separate Zimun from a Birkas HaMazon. That Zimun is inextricably connected, it's part of the Birkas HaMazon.
Right,
that's the case. When you're engaged in Zeman, you're already engaged in Birkas HaMazon, so then of course it's a Hefsek. Thus we've approached it from two angles. One is to say, and this is what the Meiri said, that the Varsha Chalam Shalom, according to the one position, you don't have to say even Hazan. So we're just talking about Zeman, that there is a separate the bracha of Zeman, which is engendered by the fact that three people ate together. And that in and of itself does not necessarily mean Gemara Suda for a person in this situation. He finds himself in a situation where he's not finished eating yet. But he has a Chiyuv Zimun. So he participates, he fulfills his Chiyuv Zimun, and then he has Birkas HaMazon. The two could be separate from one another. But here, the right, so thus, one can approach. Even on that basis, there was a Machlokas. Even without this, there was a Machlokas. As to whether that itself is sufficient hefsek, should be regarded as a hefsek, and necessitating a new bracha. However, the Raivad then, it's clear that that's a separate argument because of the way he introduced it, the ode hei vitam. He brought another reason, and that reason is not the same as the previous reasons. Because the previous reasons didn't make this argument that it's part of the way you can't break up the Birkas HaMazon. This seems to be saying differently. That is, in the first set of arguments, what we were saying was that really he's breaking just for Zimun. And the only thing is that since Zimun is a Hefsek, so now he's chayv Birkas HaMazon, so he has to do the whole. Here he's saying the very break for Zimun is the break for Birkas HaMazon, because Zimun is inextricable. You can't have Zimun separate from it's part of Birkas HaMazon. So how can you break for part of Birkas HaMazon? Then go back to eat, and then complete your Birkas HaMazon. That doesn't make any sense. But obviously, not everybody agrees. So the point that we mentioned at the very beginning, that when it's feasible to approach it from the question as to Zimun, is Zimun a separate kiyum, or is Zimun inextricably part of Birkas HaMazon, is valid.